November the 28th. That's this Sunday. Church Christmas party, December 12th. All right. Man, that's awesome. Church Christmas party. So that's coming up real soon. So we're going to go ahead and get started, get these singers cranked up. Praise God. How many came to have church tonight? Praise God. Let's stand. Let's stand. It seems like it's easy to worship when we're already standing. Let's stand and let's just entertain in the presence of the Lord for a little while. Praise God. God bless you.
When I call on your name, you answer. When I fall, you are there by my side. You deliver me out of the darkness. Now I stand in the hope of new life. By grace I'm free. You've rescued me. Nor all I am is yours. I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost. You are there by my side. You delivered me out of the darkness. Now I stand in the hope of new life. By grace I'm free. You rescued me. Now all I am is yours. I found a love.
Privilege tonight, praise God. We have such an advantage, praise God, to be able to come into the house of the Lord and just to feel after His Spirit tonight, praise God. You know, He's as close as the mention of His name tonight. I'm so thankful that we have that advantage. You know, there's a lot of people that don't know what we have tonight. They don't know what the privilege it is of being able to come into the house of the Lord and begin to raise up your hands and begin to sense His Spirit moving in this place. Praise God. And the Bible says He dwells in the midst of the praises of His people. So when we begin to worship Him, praise God, His presence is already here, but we just begin to, it actually brings us into His presence. His presence is already here, but our worship will help us get connected to Him. And I'm so thankful for His presence here tonight. I'm so thankful that we are such, we're kind of spoiled, you know. Kids in the world, they get spoiled. They get everything they sometimes, you know, but we get just about, we get just about everything we need from the Lord, right? I mean, He even gives us a lot of things that we want, but He's blessed me. I look back on my life, and He has blessed me coming and going in so many different ways. My wife, I talk about her a lot. She gets a kick out of it. Sometimes I get a kick out of it, but as I was trying to track her down and get her to think like me back when I was a young person, I knew that if I say a young person, I still feel young, but I was a lot younger back then. But I knew, I just knew that if I could just get Wanda's attention, if I could just get her looking my way, it would fill a void that was in my life that, you know, God needs all the help with me as He can get. And that's what, when He gave me Wanda, He actually gave me a lot of strength and a lot. And, you know, I was kind of bouncing around in and seemed like I was in and out of church a lot. But I tell you what, when she just kept me in here, she's like the cement that's kept me. And I'm so thankful for that. I want to read a scripture. You can be seated before we do our prayer request. I want to read a quick scripture. 1 John chapter 2. You know, sometimes we struggle. And I've struggled. I know that I've come up short quite a few times. But this scripture just simply says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, not just us, but also for the sins of the whole world." We have the refuge. This is the refuge. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You run into it and you find strength. We have the refuge that the people, they just don't know what is lying inside this church building waiting for them. It's also in the street, but this is such a, I know I got, God saved me in a church. I came to a church. I had an advantage. I was advantaged because I kind of grew up around this thing and God was able to get His hook. I was close by. Praise God. But I'm so thankful that, you know, take this from somebody that has come up short a few times. He is that strength that we need. He is the strength. He is the supplier of all our needs. And I'm going to be quiet and get out of the way, but Jesus told Peter, "I'm going to pray for you that your faith fail not." You know, we're going to stumble, we're going to fall sometimes, but if we'll just not let our faith, if we'll just hold on to our faith, praise God, there's going to be another door open up that we get to walk through. Praise God. The Bible says it's glory from glory to glory. There's some things that happen in between those glories sometimes, and sometimes it's struggles that we go through. But I'm so thankful that we have the Spirit of God here tonight, and He's going to minister in this place. I believe we're fixing to hear the word of the Lord. But we do have some prayer requests. If you'd, as I mention these names, please make note of them. And Sister Nicole Chandler, she went for her procedure yesterday and they found no ulcers. So praise the Lord. That's some answered prayers. Praise God. Brother and Sister Dickie is going to be traveling to Wisconsin tomorrow. And they also still need healing in their bodies. Let's pray for God to protect them and to heal their bodies also. Sister Jessie Bolden, she needs a touch from God. Carla Clark has strep throat. We'll lift her up in prayer tonight. Ella Sugg has colon cancer. Donnie Dickerson, which is Billy Trinado's friend, needs a healing. Wyatt Kelso still needs healing. Carson Rayleigh, 20-month-old, has leukemia. And also Brother Tom Foster, he had a horse accident that we need to lift him up in prayer. Let's stand. As we lift these names up, if you have a special need in your body, or if you have a need in your life today, please come forward at this time. We'll pray with you. Ministers will lay hands on you. But this and others' needs that you know of, let's mention them tonight. Lord, we're just thankful, God. Lord, that we're in your house, God. Lord, we're bringing these needs to you, Lord, tonight. God, we've mentioned these names, Lord. God, we pray that you would touch each one tonight, God. Lift them up, God. Give them strength, God. Give them healing, God. Lord, in your precious name we pray tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just continue to lift up the name of the Lord in this house tonight. Praise God.
You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the God. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the God. You are the God that healeth me.
That didn't you? It's a Tuesday evening offering. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we're so thankful tonight, Lord, to be in your house, in your presence. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you'd take these gifts, Lord God, that we give tonight, Lord. God, bless them for their intended purpose. Bless each one here tonight. God, we just give you praise in this house. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I thank you.
The best Thanksgiving season that any of us have ever had. I don't think we can top getting this close to becoming everything we wanted to be and be having an average Thanksgiving season. You and I are closer to perfection than we've ever been. He is here, and he is perfect in all of his ways. While his ways are past finding out, that's talking about the genius of the mortal mind. His ways are perfect in every level. And so tonight, if we can do justice to what I believe the Lord has set in place for his people, we will try to make that happen. Hopefully, those of you online and those of you who are watching this later will get everything from it that you are supposed to. So, Thanksgiving is best now. Is that the very first one? Oh, okay, yes. God used men to prophesy about things that we had no true idea about. We are living in prophetic things now that were written hundreds of years ago. It should excite something inside of us like perhaps never before. Being born is something beautiful. Being born again is something phenomenal. Being baptized into the body of Christ. But realizing who you really are is an astronomical partner to Thanksgiving. We're in line to enjoy Thanksgiving better this year than ever because we are members in particular. Have you looked around to see what everyone else's nose looks like? Not even us have all noses alike. God planned it that way so you could be proud of your own. Or at least thrilled. God put together this whole concept so that each of us, coming from a little bit of uniqueness, could join him in the members of his body. It is a phenomenon that we are all members in particular. You share a relationship with Him. When you're born again or born into the body of Christ, and your authority in the blood of Jesus Christ, it's a big deal, folks. And so the greatest thing is you're in charge now. You got people in front of you. You got people behind you. And you are in charge. You are absolutely right. I'll be what I want to be, and nobody's going to make me be Jesus, and nobody's going to make me Pentecostal or Baptist or Presbyterian. I can choose who I want to be. You got that choice? My encouragement to all of us is looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of this whole deal. That author and finisher of our faith is huge in the mind of God and should be in the mind of man. So, if you are in charge now, you might need wisdom, plans, and power. So I want you, I put this up there so you could be thinking about it, so you can stand and tell people how much answers you've got for what's going on in the world right now. So it's your turn. Call in real quick if you're online, because we're not going to sit here and wait on you all night. If you have all the answers and you don't need Jesus and you don't need His teaching and His preaching and His Spirit and His knowledge and all that, it's time to choke it out. Well, nobody here in the house wants to get ahead of God, so how about you online? Call me if this is a few days later, and we'll talk it over. But where would you have even begun with the wisdom and knowledge you have? Yes, we're smart people. No, we're not dumb. No, we're not totally negligible. But we didn't create ourselves. We didn't create the stuff we've been working with. We have learned a little here and a little there to put wood together and make houses and things and make mortar and concrete and take a part of God's earth and create steel and metals and all of that. So the family life or the body of Christ is a huge plan. Somebody say a huge plan. You have a number of pieces of bone structure in your body. You have many cells that create them. I'm not sure exactly how to even say it, but a number of your cells die every day, and then a number of new ones come around to replenish. And then if you eat right, those cells get the nourishment they need to do what they need to feed your nerves, to feed your mind, to feed your muscles. It's huge. It's just endless about all of this stuff going on. That's why I say, I think this is going to be the best Thanksgiving. I think it's going to be easier to say, thank you, Jesus, that I didn't have to put this together. It's enough to try to put a meal together for all the kids with all their appetites. It is enough to try to create enough restaurants to appeal to all the people that have weird ideas about how to cook, but they won't do it at home. If they're that weird, just do it at home. Don't go eat But if you do go eat, don't complain. Just, that's why the Bible said, pray over it and eat what's set before you. For a good conscience sake and all of that. So think about it. Just for a minute or so now, you've had months to meander about life. So what would you have done to build a church called the Body of Christ, or a member in particular of the Body of Christ? So how would you have done it? What would you have done differently? You have been free to take His ingredients and do what you wanted. Have you found peace that passes understanding without Him? Do you have any neighbors that have put it all together that contest God and His ability and His greatness and the need that humans have for deity? And I mean, like, what have they got going that is so big that the grave is not a problem? See, His body, the grave is not a problem. It's no bigger problem than you getting you out of the womb. That's just another womb. It is huge to be a member of the body of Jesus Christ. That's why I encourage people, why fool around about not being baptized in Him and filled with His Spirit and training your mind to work with His mind? He put His mind on paper. Most of us couldn't do that. We change our mind and appetite regularly. His appetite has to do with spirit and truth. And when that truth invigorates the ability of the brain of a human that's been born again and living in the Holy Ghost, that spirit activates that truth and gives mortality an immortal answer that is spiritual in the heavens and begins to govern the body in a way that whether we live or whether we die, we know we are the Lord's, and there's no grave going to hold us down. I'm telling you, this is going to be one of the most beautiful Thanksgivings that you have ever experienced, because you're going to recognize the beauty of you being a member of the headship of the Messiah that conquered death, hell, and the grave, and He has the brain power to impart glory into your mind, into your heart, into your footsteps, into your hands, into your thought patterns, and into the relationship that you enjoy with the Messiah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no small deal to breathe His air and to breathe the glory of resurrection power every day, because you live in Him. Being baptized into Him, having His Word in you, and having His hope in you, and having His holiness in you, and having His glory in you, is nothing little about it. I mean, like, I could just do a little jig right now for sure, knowing that I am imparting to you, not me, I am imparting to you the glory of your forever, and I'm here to tell you that we can truly raise the spiritual economy through praise and thanksgiving. And this Thanksgiving, I believe we're going to launch a new power source against defeat, against weariness, against fatigue, against forlorn loneliness, all of the above. We're not alone. We've got angels. We've got the more sure word of prophecy. We've got the glory of the resurrection. What else is there that can be shown by mortals? Come out and be ye separate should be a treat. It should be an honor to know that we're forsaking the way of the world and we're walking in the light. Sizing it up the way you think it should have begun. Of course, we've all already admitted all the smart guys hadn't got us into what we're looking for. Peace that passes understanding. I mean, I enjoy flying. I enjoy coming down a snow slope. I enjoy getting behind a boat and skiing. I enjoy pulling others now as much as I did used to skiing myself. Because I'll turn a corner quick and that look on their face is worth it. Who would you prefer be leading? Like some of the presidents we've had. Some of the vice presidents. I don't know. Would you rather have a movie star leading us? I hadn't found too much out of most of them. To satisfy the conscience? Who do you know that could do what Jesus did for us? He takes all of our irrational statements and puts in place rational life. Oh, well, I know it don't fit the economy of flesh to love your neighbor as yourself and to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. I mean, leave something for me to do. That's why I put it up there to start with. What would you do? You're in charge. You can man it up or show it up as much as you want to now. This world don't mind. I'm not sure how the enemy gets by keeping people in the dark when light is so preferable to almost everybody. They turn the light on the first thing they get up in the morning. They turn the light on in their phone as quick as they can. They turn the lights on when it gets dark outside. And then we try to grope in darkness. The Bible uses that term, groping in darkness. They're trying to feel their way through. I'm here to tell you, feelings have lied to us more than we can ever imagine. I am telling you that our feelings have told us that would be nice, and we got it home and it broke, and then we had the warranty fix it again, and then it broke again, and we had the warranty fix it again, and we broke it again. I'm here to tell you that love never gets broken down. I'm telling you, forgiveness never breaks down. I'm telling you, the love of God and the redemption of God never gets broke down. It is always in place. It has a permanent place. It has a permanent power, and it has a permanent future. I'm here to preach to somebody and to teach and open doors in our mind and heart that greater is He that is for us than the darkness that's against us. It ought to be a privilege. I wish somebody would just stand up and praise Him in thanksgiving for the Holy Ghost, for the Word, for the preaching of the Word. Thank you, Jesus. We're not waiting till Thursday. We're going to thank you every time we get a chance. Oh, hallelujah. God gives you breath every day, gives you the ability to think, and we want to turn around and look at some idiocy going on out there in the world and act like God can't do it. If we have obeyed His word, we're living in His promise. And you don't have a banker, you don't have an insurance company that can promise you much more, Pastor, than a situation that might arise in a day or two. The economy is in terrible shape as far as humans. But the spiritual economy, love and joy and peace and righteousness and holiness and godliness and the glory of the resurrection is never faded. It's as rich today in its value as it ever has been. It has not gone down on the stock market. It has not gone down in its value. I'm telling you, it's worth everything to be in name in the name of Jesus and walking in the faith of the Word. And loving your neighbor and loving the Lord and praise Him is all He asks. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him at noon. That ought not to be hard. It's almost insane. We began with invisible powers as a world. We have created a lot of stuff, but that don't make us smarter than the one who made our body and mind. Yes, we've got a lot of intelligence. And the abuse of that intelligence is America has begun to give God his walking papers, thinking that we're about to create a heaven, a new heaven and a new earth, and it's not happening. Why would we even entertain serving flesh when the highest level of flesh holding the highest level of offices and managing some of the greatest amounts of money, why would we ever fall into a trick like that and think we could do it because they look like they got it together? They can't hold their marriage together any better than the people that are poor, that can't make a big $1 million ever so often. I'm here to tell somebody this stuff never goes down. The blood will never lose its ability to make life livable. The name of Jesus still remains a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and are safe. I'm here to tell you, the covenant with the King is a forever thing. When you gave your life to Jesus, you didn't waste not one bit of it. You gave your heart, mind, soul to serving the Lord with everything within you. I'm here to tell you, you made the best deal you'll ever make in your life. Whether we live or whether we die, this Thanksgiving season ought to be one of the greatest that the people of God have ever had. Woo! Born of His Spirit? There's some people that would not let you use their name. You just go borrow their checkbook and see. But you've got personal inside ability. We cash checks on the Bank of Heaven. And I promise you that every one of those promises where we have obeyed His word will come with value, pressed down, running over, full of good measure. Somebody want to testify? Anybody want to testify? Hallelujah does. Praise the name of the Lord does. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you for my car. Yes, it gets worn out. But thank you that you've given me so many miles. Thank you that you've given me the money to pay for it. Thanksgiving ought to be the greatest day of our life. This year particularly, when all the hell that's been breaking loose and all the perversion that's going on. And if your kids are anywhere close to Christ, you ought to be dancing and saying, my God, if it weren't for you, if it weren't for the blood, if it weren't for the word, if it weren't for the Holy Ghost, if it weren't for the preacher, if it weren't for the house of God, I couldn't get washed up and clean. But thank God I've got it going, because he ever liveth. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting source. I won't take the time I need for this trip. 1 Corinthians 12:22. Much more those members. And the word identifies it, members in particular. See, some people want everybody to be exactly like them. But then they don't want to look like the people that they want to imitate them. See, we all look pretty good when we look in the mirror. But oh, so-and-so. He really needs to perk up. You know, I read something years ago, said if all the world was just like me, where would this world be? He just needs some little preachers like me. Yes, I'd like to have been like Dad, 6'3", weighed 260 pounds. I could have done without the 260, but I didn't need to be that big. I could just turn the light up and be ever a bit as important as him. Valuable than your preacher. You have the same opportunity. We are obligated to be living epistles, because people are going to read your mail anyhow, and they're going to talk to their neighbor. I know none of you ever do that, but they do. So-and-so, I tell you, he must really be down on his luck. Luck. Luck has very little to do with it. It's maturity. Has all in the way. Grow in grace and in knowledge is a matter of growth in maturity. Bible deals with that, and I don't have time to deal with it tonight. But much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts. Somebody tell me what uncomely means. There you go. And that's true, Brother Jim. That's exactly what it means. Well, I wasn't planning on y'all getting that excited about this part, but we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need. But God, who made us, who empowers us, who gives us his word to temper us, tempers the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Have you forgotten how the whole church danced and shouted when you got the Holy Ghost? And at that moment, you were one of those that lacked. We're going to be with this. Is this just some little fictional event? Another night at the house of God, being a member of the body of Christ? And, I mean, like, who's not aware of that? Based on what I'm looking at in our world, there's a lot of people that are not aware of that. Because you feed off of one another and they feed off of you. It is truly absurd to think that we're not feeding off of each other. Feed off of each other. And they feed off of us. This is a body. It's not me that gets satisfied every service. It's not about me getting satisfied. It's about me being so thankful for how far I've come that everybody in the house wants to involve themselves in something that's that blessed and that's that glorious that people that come to the house of God for renewing of the Spirit, they are so thrilled with what they're growing into. I want to eat more bread and I want to get more exercise and spiritual activities, and I want to bless the name of the Lord, and I want to be more thankful. And when they start sensing the light began to go from 100 watts to about 500 watts, there's going to be enough power to drive darkness out beyond where we've been living. I'm here to tell you it's time to torque up, and that comes with thanksgiving. I'm telling you, thankful people find glory, new glory, victorious glory. They find new bread, victorious bread, strengthening bread, revelational bread. I'm here to tell you, when you become so thankful for what you do have, you find yourself hungry to get more of the same. There should be no schism. The reason I say it like that is because Brother Harry Sism, our foreign missions director, his name was Sism without the H. And him and Dad roomed together a lot when they went to headquarters. Both of them served in the mission field. And Brother Sism was our international leader, and Dad was over Europe in the Mideast. And Dad would call every now and then, and he'd say, "Son, I know that the Bible says, let there be no schism among you. But," he said, "I got one in the room with me." And And Brother Harry Sism, if you've ever met him, he's got one of those congenial, most congenial laughs. Just a phenomenon. Well, I grew up around stuff like that, and it was wonderful to sense these people that were so enormously used of God, they continued to want to be used more. And then I hear people say, they go to the house of God and say, I feel like I'm just being used. And then they say, I want to be used. Well, do you or not? Because using somebody is to take advantage of what they got. And so when you pray, God, I want you to use me, get ready. But then don't try to tell him what you want to be used for, because he already knows what talents he gave you. Some 2, some 5, some 10. The more talents you have, the more obligation you have. I have watched people go from 2 to 10. It's an amazing thing how growing in grace and in knowledge move you from a 2-talent person or a 1-talent person, actually, to a 2-talent, to a 5-talent, to a 10-talent, until you have reached the maximum. And then once you have exhausted that, then you get ready to get out of here, because God truly would like to have you working with him in that bigger arena. So precious in the eyes of the Lord is what? The death of his saints. For me to live, Paul said, is Christ. I want to max it out. I mean, I want everything Christ did. And he did it. They beat the soup out of him. They put him in jail. They incarcerated him. They made fun of him. They ridiculed him. And he converted jailers. Just like Jesus had a tremendous effect on the world when he was dying. And he sure had a big effect when he came out of that grave. Now, you are the body of Christ. Somebody say the body. Now, here's the part that really got me as I began to think about some of the rest of the scripture about being a body. The body of Christ, when my hand starts to reach into a fire, the body of Christ reaches out and says, don't do that. The body of Christ, when it sees that, Brother Tanner, would you mind helping me? My wife don't want you to help. We get somebody else. The reason I got him, because he's buff. And I figure he can get me up. I just tripped. And I'm down here in a mess. Could you help me up? Don't let them pull you down in it. That's what I'm talking about. He didn't give up because I started pulling him down into my misery. He got me up into his victory. I'm going to be more thankful this year that I have a strong tower that I can hold on to. So when my brother, who is having a hard time, who is a member of the body, is not going to be alone, he's going to find me putting my arm around him and saying, brother, let me tell you something. We're brothers in the body of Christ. When you hurt, I hurt. When you rejoice, I rejoice. When you glory, I glory. And the glory of the Lord is about to run a panorama across this city, because we're going to start seeing more victory because we start praising him and being so thankful we can't hardly move without saying, thank you, God, for my breath. Thank you, God, for my food. Thank you, God, for my car. Thank you, God, life are my brothers and sisters. Now, the next level is, Brother Randy, I'm going to need you for this. I'm going to try to involve all of y'all. But you can just get ready. You know, I'm so down. I just think there's a bunch of hypocrites coming here. You going to let me get by with that? They're what? There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You rebuke one another. You tell them, hey, look, they may be having a down day and you judged them on a time when they're low. Don't you do that. Judge not lest you be judged. For with what judgment you mete out, that shall you also be judged. And the great judge judges you on how you judge others. And that's why I'm telling you, we're about to get more thankful than we've ever been, because we're not going to let a brother misbehave and then go to him. And oh, come on, folks. We're not going to tell the neighborhood. We're not going to tell our best friend. I think, you know what, old Randy, he don't act like he loves Wanda like he used to. Well, let me tell you something. I'm his brother on the other side. And I'm telling you, I never dreamed he'd love her this much. Am I coming through online while you sitting in that couch eating potatoes? We're going after them, Brother Randy. We're going to find out where what they're eating and how much it costs. No, man, we're not going to be down on you because you had to stay at home tonight. We're not going to be down on anybody. You're my brother. You're my sister. There's days I've been down. There's days I didn't go to church. There's days I wasn't at every meeting at conference. There's days I just did a little something else. I'm not in covenant with a weak God. I'm not in covenant with a weak constitution. I'm telling you, the constitution, the government of God is without end. You're my brother. You're my sister. And if you've been part of my life, you can count on it. I know some good stuff about you. And when evil men try to talk evil of you, I'm going to present what you really have been. I'm going to tell them you've been faithful. You've loved God. You've loved pitiful people. I'm here to tell you, we're going to grow a church through thankfulness and victory and glory. That's going to be the envy of hell. Did you get my little thing? Oh, I put it up here. Black on black. Somebody say the same, verse 25, I didn't finish that. Same care one for another that they would want. You just can't do any better than that. Create perfection and it goes south on you. Have you ever seen a little sticker on the products you buy, tested? That's what the deal is with us right now. Prophecy is already in place. This heaven and this earth are going to melt away with a great fire. It's already there. We have just got to maintain the integrity that Jesus maintained while he was being tested by fire. That the Apostle Paul was tested. Every man's work shall be tried as by fire. Because when a man's ways please the Lord, he does make his enemies be at peace with him. But that's after the man fought the fight of faith and conquered the enemy. And that enemy didn't want nothing else to do with the blood. That enemy didn't want nothing else to do with the name. That enemy didn't want anything else to do with Holy Ghost power. That enemy never wanted to be around holiness anymore. That enemy can't stand holiness. And that's why the church age is deteriorating. It's because people are not praising flesh. They are praising God. And when God is praised more than flesh, they want to go somewhere where flesh is praised. They want to go where honor is given to people with money that give big contributions. But God is God, and whether it be by little or by small, big or small, I'm here to tell you, he honors the more uncomely parts greater than he does those that have it all. We are surrounded by our trophies. We've got cars. We've got houses. We've got closets full of clothes that we stand there and look at them and wonder if we ought to wear that one or this one. Men back years ago, they had about 3 or 4 coveralls or overalls, and they just wore the one that was newly washed. I've been washed. I went to the house of God and I got washed by the word. Yeah, I look pretty much like I did yesterday. But brother, let me tell you something. Devils are scared to tackle this same old boy. The devils are scared to come around this old boy. I'll tell you why. Not because I'm great, but I carry the light of the world in me. I carry the blood of the Lamb in me. I carry the word of the Lord with me. A sword that is able to devour the devourer. I'm here to tell you the word of the Lord is a conquering power. It is a source for all glory and victory. I'm here to tell you we're about to wake up to our potential, and when we wake up to our glory, it is going to be one more thing for the devil to contend with. People that serve the Lord with gladness. He teaches us. Really? Even using God matter, men have limitations unthinkable. They got the whole book, and they try 3 or 4 scriptures and try to make everything rest on 3 or 4 scriptures. Read what the book said. All scripture is given by God and is profitable. And we want more land and money and education, and we've got profitability built in to this new birth. I'm telling you, it's going to be one of the biggest Thanksgivings we've ever had, because we're going to find ourselves thinking, man, God still cares. God still shares. God still leads. God still guides. God still empowers. Even though I've reached a power structure here, he's got more power, more abundant glory, more abundant thrills, more abundant victories. Well, I wish everybody else would get in the church and act like me. What? I've got it. I wish they had it. No. Till you get to heaven, fight the good fight of faith. Till you get to heaven, study to show yourself approved of God. Study, pray, seek the face of God. Obey the words that you haven't obeyed. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. He meant it. There's no part of it a joke. Jesus was born, and he lived to teach. He died to restore a plan that he already had before he allowed Lucifer in paradise. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. You understand that language there is very simple. He understood before the world came and went around, he understood that man, tempted of Satan, would likely fall. And so he said, I have a plan that if my lookalikes fail, I will retrieve them. I will forgive their transgressions. I will build their faith structure. I will give them truths that will satisfy the need of their hour. I will give them a glory that they cannot give themselves. I will lead and guide them into all truth. Somebody say all truth. You got a little bit of truth, you got a little bit of light. I need all the light I can get to lead this world. I need all the power structure I can get to help heal what's going on in our American society. I'm here to tell you, I'm not here to damn one politician, and I'm not here to damn one religious leader that's off course. I am here to trample over the powers of hell and lead a people into a future that has meritorious glory from now till then, and then more forever. I wish two or three would just get up and join with me and do a little jig. Let him know, we thank you for your operation. We thank you for the glory. We thank you for the structure. We thank you for the righteousness.
There's one of these things that we struggle with. And that is, if you see a brother err, be sure and call or text somebody and tell them, I think so and so is really struggling. They're not dressing the way I think they ought to dress, and they're sure not talking the way I think they ought to talk, and the more uncomely parts receive the more abundant honor. Go to your neighbor, to your wonderful granddaughter, and say, sweetheart, let me tell you something. You know, it's great to be used of God, but I'm trying to think of anything you might have done. I can't think of it. The preaching's supposed to do it so you don't have to be identified. But if a brother or sister errs, and you know it, the book says go to. It says don't talk about it. But the flesh prefers the other route because it requires going in meekness and fear to go to them. You don't look down on them. You look up at them. When you have a deterioration in your house, you don't go tell everybody, my walls are falling down. You find a preacher or a book, and you learn how to go to the problem. That's how. I'm so thankful. God, I want you to use me. We think nothing of using a hoe, using a car, using money. But when God wants to take advantage of us, to go, Brother Jeff, and tell him, Now, Brother Jeff, I saw you the other day acting proud. And I hate to even bring it up because you have so many great qualities. I'm just your little sister. But I look up to you so much. Now, if a bunch of people come to you, you may want to come talk to me. They have the more uncomely parts, the ones that slip, have tough times. They have the more abundant part because the whole body begins to minister love to them. Because love is the highest level of bringing healing. But love protects the person you love. And one of the greatest protection is when they don't see their erring, is you become eyes for them. And you say, look, I saw you the other day trying to run those trucks off the road with your big dump truck. And man, I tell you what, I was nervous for them and for you because God was watching you. There's nothing wrong with having great church and fun church. We ought to be the happiest people in the world. The Bible said, happy are these thy people. Because when we can't see it for ourselves, we have caring sisters and caring grandchildren and caring wives and caring husbands that see. You just want to make sure you're using the word sword skillfully. Because the Bible has a whole lot to say about that skillful handling of the word. Because it's a sword. And you can use it and slice and dice people. Or you can use it, if you know how, and carve the cancer out. They may bleed a little bit. They may hurt a little bit. But a few days from now, I'm so glad Jesus sent you to my house. I got rid of that negative attitude. I got rid of that fear. And I owe it to the brotherhood and the sisterhood because the preaching of the word had good effect. Develop strong powers. Develop healing words. No way to quit. But the whole idea is when your hand gets sick, it's nice to have another member of the body come over there and pick it up while your muscles are rebuilt. Some of our people have been hurt. Some of our people have been knocked around. And they're hurting. And it's wonderful to have a brother or a sister that says, look, let me tell you something. I tell you by this, by the authority of the Word of God, you're going to get past this, you're going to get over this, and I'm going to be praying with you, and I am going to be rejoicing for you till you get healed, and then we're going to rejoice together. Somebody say more. I don't have much more. Personally, I think it's high time to awaken to the realization we have everything that we need. It's just getting it out of the closet, out of the back of our mind. You know, I've been thinking about doing this. Well, put that thought into action if it has value. If it has no value, kick it out of the closet. Put it in the trash. Because vain repetition, you can say it over and over again, but if it's vain repetition or empty of love and empty of faith and empty of joy, it will not have a good effect.
Vain means empty. Looks like it, but it don't have anything. Vanity and vexation are parallel twins in the Old Testament. We can pervert his ways, but we will always come up short. Perversion starts with twisting the truth just a little bit to make it fit the mind of humanity. You can't take deity and make him humanity and come out with deity. It's got to be swallow the word. Word, word, word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The word was flesh and became digestible. Somebody say digestible. You don't understand how all that stuff eats. What we do understand is we like the taste of it. And people have moved over from what's good for them to what tastes good. That's the deception for Adam and Eve. And that's the deception of the last day that Jesus spoke of. He said, many will prophesy in my name and cast out devils in my name, but they don't love my truth. So don't follow miracles. That's what's happening in our world. If they can see a miracle, one of the greatest miracle workers, and the musicians are coming. I watched him fall. Unfortunately, I was not smart enough to realize he was falling. Somehow, some of them missed it. Missed their opportunity to talk to him. When I was 9 years old, the year I got the Holy Ghost, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I'll never forget it as long as I live. He was perverted, but he was smart as serpent. He could get people to get healed. They stacked crutches up. I watched a lady crawl out of her wheelchair. She was the number one in line. And it was years later before I understood. Because after I saw his demise and what happened, well, let me just tell you what he did. He told the whole church where he pastored still at that time, he said, you put my body on the altar because in 3 days I'm coming up again. That's how perverted he got. That he thought he could be the resurrected God or Messiah to a generation that's living now. Got so messed up. But I'll never forget it. They rolled that lady in. And he looked at that lady in strong confidence and he said, Mama, let me tell you something. In a minute when we pray a prayer of faith, you're coming out of that wheelchair. They lined up all the way around. He said, let me tell you something, Mama. If you don't get out of that wheelchair, I'm a lying preacher. Talked about another scripture. Mama, let me tell you something. If you don't get out of that wheelchair, you can call God to his face a liar. You know what's happening to Mama? I ain't making you a liar, and I'm not making God a liar. I'll get out of that wheelchair, whatever you say. I didn't realize that till years later. When she got out of that wheelchair, people walking around there, they didn't have time to walk. They ran. They threw their crutches down. We lined crutches up all over the place. And a few days later, most of those people were back needing a crutch. But some of them did get healed in the middle of it because God's mercy endureth to all generations. It's an amazing thing. And that man died. I won't tell you. It's the saddest thing in my life. I have one other person that was similar to that. Died a homosexual. Brother, you want to buy the truth and sell it not and make that an epitaph over your brain. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if you never create a miracle, you are a miracle. This is going to be one of the greatest Thanksgiving. We're going to find ourselves over and over every day. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Thank you, God, for the word of the Lord. Thank you, God, for your heaven and your new heaven and your new earth. Thank you, God, for the thing that got a hold of me that brought me to the word. Thank you for the word that's taking me to a level where I never dreamed I could go. Thank you, God, for the light of the world that continues to be on my path. I thank you, God, I can't stop praising you. Look at Psalms 147, 148, 149, 150. Praise him in a dance. You don't have to wait till the music gets revved up. We're at the house of God. This is his house. He loves to hear us dancing and praising and shouting. He loves to hand clapping. We don't do it for us. We are thankful that he opened the door. I've got one exit. The world's on fire. And this exit is a stairway to a safe place. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. I am that door. I am that word. I am that spirit. I am everything. When you say the name of Jesus, you include everything God ever is, was, or will be. He is perfect law of liberty. He is the perfect freedom. He is the perfect power. He is the perfect glory. He is the perfect victory. He is the perfect sacrifice. There is nothing you're going to get into that he can't get you through. So Thanksgiving season. Run up here, Brother Randy.
I'm going to hold you up, Pastor.
Randy, I'm going to hold you up because we're members of the body. And he has given to the body the word of faith, the gift of the word of knowledge, the gift of the word of understandings. It is phenomenal what all he's got lined up for this last day. That's why I say it's going to be one of the greatest Thanksgivings that we've ever had, because the door has been opened to us. Those online, those that are hearing this message for the first time, or have, maybe you've already heard it, and your understanding is clearing. I am a part of this thing called the Rapture Generation. I am not a part of a local assembly. I am a part of the body of Christ. Now, I want to wind up with this. When you're doing wrong, you should expect a good brother to draw you aside and rebuke you. Sorry, mistreat you. You know, she's got to be gracious to put up with all that. But don't go bragging about it. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I talked to Brother Randy. You just lost your reward. You go to the altar after you do that and you pray, God, let the Spirit follow the path of my trying to help him. It's in the book. Sing it, would you? I hope that in some way I have helped our city, our county, by helping 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, almost 20 people. That's 2,000 tomorrow. 10 people every one of you will affect. The next day, multiply 2,000 by 10 and you got 20. We're not going out of here empty-handed, empty-hearted, or empty-headed. We're headed for helping our city. Your voice means everything. Sing it, would you? And we're not going to be long singing.
The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Why don't you pray a prayer for somebody while they're starting?
Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from terror.
Y'all so much. I wanted you to see this last frame. Jesus is in the middle of a dark world. He said, I am the light of the world. And he created the universe and all that is therein. He is the central light, and he affords light to every sun, moon, and star. But you are his prized possession. Because you had a choice to serve him or to live without him. God bless. I hope. I hope I never get old. Y'all just keep praying that his youth is renewed day by day. Yeah, there it is. Thank you for coming. But I really think your God is probably more thrilled.